how's it going, everybody? This is Chris Ventura.
And I'm Angela Barnes.
We're at The Upsiders. This is a podcast we started 3 weeks ago in our humble little abode in the Upside, East Upside?
Upper East Side.
Upper East Side. I'm new to New York, obviously. And so we're just sitting on our couch now. I mean, no, wait. We're supposed to give the illusion of professionalism. We're in a studio, a big, huge studio.
But if we were sitting on a couch, it would be stained with the legs broken off many moons ago and a couple remotes inside of it.
From IKEA. If. This is all imagination.
Exactly.
And we'd be sitting in front of an IKEA table with two laptops, an Arizona iced tea can, and a ladder next to us for some odd reason. But none of that's true. We're in an expensive studio.
And sewn pillows from Chris's girlfriend.
Yeah, she is a seamstress. Well, in this fantasy. People are so confused right now.
You can't tell them that you have a girlfriend and they won't listen to the show.
Oh, crap. Oh my, it's like the old boy band type deal. It's like, we can't tell people we're in a relationship. We have to be single. Nowadays, it's out the window, though. Justin Bieber is all about like Selena Gomez.
Who is he? He's with her?
He was. And
he's hot.
She's of age. Let me fact check. She is. She's good looking, too. She's very pretty. Unlike a lot of these like teen stars, she's not just hot. Like, she is actually like a pretty Which is a compliment from a guy to be like, you're not just hot, you're actually really pretty.
Right.
Actually, I just read that he knocked up some girl.
Who?
I know. Who? We were supposed to do this big introduction of who we are. While I look it up, we can tell you. So I'm a vlogger on YouTube, if you don't know. YouTube.com/ChrisVenturaRandom. And Angela Bunt, who are you?
I am just a girl trying to make her dream come true in the big city. Like everybody else.
What website do you
write for? The editor-in-chief and the creator, the CEO, the founder.
Of?
Buntology.com, because my last name is Bunt.
Sounds fancy.
Buntology.com.
Spelled BUNTOLOGY.com.
COM. Yeah, it's more than a blog. It's a way of life. It's an online magazine. So Monday we had planned to record this, and we made notes, like a general outline of what we wanted to talk about. And now looking back at the notes 5 days later, they really make no sense.
At all.
This is what I have written in quotes. Friend zone, Bank of America, Zoe Deschanel, Megabus and Bolt, homeless man twisted up a newspaper.
None of that makes sense anymore.
I kind of know what they relate to, but
we were so proud that we had a little bit of an outline too, because we don't script this or anything. We just kind of talk, but an outline always helps. We were so proud.
Yeah. And I can quick run through. Okay, friend zone. I was going to talk about how I got rejected by somebody and they put me in the friend zone.
Well, that's always relevant, so we can still talk about that. Let it out.
And Bank of America, I had a big...
She's single, fellas.
Bank of America, they got rid of their $5 charge that they were going to give people for their checking accounts.
Which is pretty badass.
Yeah, but everyone already knows that. Zoe Deschanel, she split up with Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie. Megabus and Bolt, we might still talk about that.
So we might still talk about that. So that might still be... That's always relevant.
And homeless man twisted up a newspaper, just sell it on Etsy... is the other day I was leaving work and I saw a man with like a newspaper suit and hat all over his body. He looked extremely warm and he was trying to get money, but it's like, just sell that shit on Etsy and you'll make money. And that was it.
That was it. So I'm looking up this. This has been a big thing in Justin Bieber's life.
Do you think Olivia Munn's hot?
The idea of her like being a nerd is, I don't know, at times. I'm sure in real life, like she'd still be one of the best looking people in the room if you were like in real life. Like, I go on these blogs, and there's, like, a hot celebrity, and people comment, ew, she's too big, or she's too small, or she's too... And I always comment, if I do, shut up. If she walked into a room and said, I would love to make love to you, you wouldn't say no, right?
I would say only sex, no love.
I'll make love to you. So I'm on LA Weekly, the blog for LA Weekly, and... Angela, you're not up on this? You're not up on Justin Bieber's scandalous past couple weeks?
He was statutorily raped.
By teen Mariah Yeater. Forgive us if we gloat, it says, but we brought to this your attention early on. The woman who has filed a paternity suit against Justin Bieber admits that she allegedly had sex with him when he was underage. He still is underage, first off. And she wasn't. Turns out LAPD figured this out too. An officer told us today that the department's looking into the matter. She emphasized that no complaint has been filed. Mariah Yeater says she was 19 when she and Justin Bieber got it on backstage at an LA concert last year. Her baby is now 3 months old. So basically, this girl, Melissa Yeater, comes out and says, Justin Bieber is my baby daddy. just like that, in that voice.
And he's like, I have a baby, baby, oh.
And no, he actually says the exact opposite. He goes, that's not my baby, 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 oh. So not only does she come out and say this, she's like, oh yeah, I was 19 or whatever, because it was 3 months ago. And he's still underage to this day. So technically, that's a word I just made up. Technically, that's statutory rape, Angela. If that was the other way around, JB would be in jail.
Oh, show.
And so not only this, trouble in paradise, because Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber, I think, have broken up, which I'm a little sad about. If they can't make how are we supposed to?
Oh, my God. Well, I just looked on Google for news, and I see a headline, Bieber's alleged baby mama, the mugshot. She is gorgeous. She looks just like you, Chris.
She's a beautiful lady. She's Justin really not, Bieber though. Justin Bieber denies. That's the thing. There's the thing. Justin Bieber just should really look and be real and look at the camera on the news and go, I'm Justin Bieber. I can have sex with anybody I would like. Would I have sex with her? Because I was looking at pictures of her, and this might go with what I just said about in real life, you might say yes, but it's Justin Bieber. He could have sex with
anyone.
Like anybody. Angela, if Justin Bieber walked in this house and said, hey, Angela, would you like to have sex with me?
Yep. Justin Bieber denies charges he fathered a child. So there's a very serious picture of him with Matt Lauer, the co-host of Today, and they both look very concerned.
Very concerned. How do you like his new haircut? He kind of looks like a...
Yeah, he looks hot.
He looks like a lesbian.
Okay, Justin Bieber has denied allegations he fathered a child in backstage bathroom and says he has never met the woman who filed the paternity suit against him. I think he did, and I think he's lying. I'll tell you that, yes.
So you're pro the people, like...
I think that she...
Like, you don't go by the whole thing, like, they're celebrities. No one's going to say no to them. She's just a money whore.
I think that they probably had sex, and maybe it is his baby. It's his? I don't know, but either way...
The man
still,
up.
Like, that's not chill. I mean? Fucked you in a bathroom, and now you're like, why won't you be the father of my baby?
Yeah, if he wasn't a multi-bajillionaire... She wouldn't be like, oh, the kid in the truck shop, I'm going to like look right. for him and make him my baby.
Right, exactly.
He would have just been like, oh, I made a mistake
Goes on Craigslist to miss connections.
Like her mother's.
I had sex with you in the back of a Big Daddy's diner.
She told her mom, and her mom was like, that kid knocked you up with a baby. How many times can we do that joke until it's done?
Oh, yeah, that's a very good point.
That's her. She's not bad looking, first off. Let me put it that way. But
her lip is pierced.
But put it in like the idea of like the fact that he is Justin Bieber. She's got a healthy set of...
Yeah, they're huge.
Some boobies. Anyway, here's another picture of her. In these pictures, she is, by the way, because you can't see this, she's topless, holding her boobs, her forearms covering one, and then she's holding the other one with her hand, and she has no foreseeable pants on. In this one,
or
she
does foreseeable pubic hair.
Here she did. Well, hey, what year is it? Come on now.
She had just turned 19 when she says she and Bieber, then 16, had a brief sexual encounter after one of the singer's concerts last fall at Los Angeles Staples Center. So she was 18 and had sex with a 15-year-old? That's disgusting. Shit. So what if he takes a paternity test and he's the fucking dad?
Well, that's different.
Then you want to take bets?
Does he lose his credibility amongst his teen fans? Like, I didn't do that. I go home and study every night. And then it comes out that he is the dad?
And in Los Angeles, police have said Yeter could be investigated for having had sex with a minor in connection with the Bieber claim.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
So she's an idiot.
That's what I mean. Like, you hear those horror those funny stories of, like, oh, I called the cops because someone broke in my house and stole my cocaine. And like right. The whole like, someone stole my cocaine. And then the cops show up and they're like, yeah, we're arresting you because you have cocaine. It's basically the same thing. She's like, that kid is the father of my child.
Right.
And they're like, that kid's 8.
And then the final pearl of wisdom from JB. Along with knocking down rumors, Bieber's Today appearance was...
It's also knocking down ladies.
Bieber's Today appearance was apparently timed to release... I can't read. This is so awkward. Everyone knows now. His appearance was apparently tied to the release of a Christmas album.
It's hard to record a Christmas album in September, he said.
Under the mistletoe.
Oh, so, Angela. I tried the legendary.
Do the impression. Do it for
me. Do
real.
My Tracy. This is my Tracy Morgan impression. Luckily, I'm recording it so I can see how it sounds.
It sounds good.
Back. Yeah. That's just legendary. Yeah. I'm gonna get you pregnant.
Yeeta?
Yeah, Yeeta. Yeah, Justin got you pregnant. He's the baby. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so what I tried today, legendary, is at McDonald's. You know what I'm talking about? What is it's folklore. It only comes back every once in a while. People flip out when it comes back to the
McRib?
Menu. The McRib. I tried the McRib today, and it was McTerrible. It was as was that joke. It was as bad as that joke.
No, I thought it was funny. I like that joke. You're not gonna.
It was that joke smothered in okay barbecue sauce and too many onions. It was. I was excited. I was like, "This is the McRib." Like I hear about it so much. I went in. I go. It sounds gross. First off, have you had a McRib?
No.
It's gray. It looks like a rib, but it has no bones in it. It comes with pickles, onions, and barbecue sauce. It's pretty terrible. Like, what? People only like it because they're told, like, oh, it's cool. I should like it. But none of those people have actually had it.
That's like when someone goes to see a movie like me and Dupree and says, I can't believe it. That movie was terrible. Duh. Do people like that movie?
You, Me, and Dupree. I never saw it, actually. Did you see You, Me, and Dupree?
Nope.
Wow. You're judging a book by its trailer.
So after you ate the McRib, what happened?
Threw up everywhere.
Really?
No. I wanted to believe that it was good the first few bites. I'm like, oh, this is a barbecue sauce. This is nice. Hell no. All right? Hell no. If I want someone with barbecue sauce from fast food.
You're sassy all of a sudden.
I know. If I want barbecue sauce from a fast food joint, I will take my ass to Burger King and get a rodeo cheeseburger. Throw one up for me. Oh, yeah.
This is what I want to know. How come you're living in New York City and you decide to get lunch at McDonald's?
Because it was cheap. So, rodeo cheeseburger all the way. Hell yes. Yeah. Well,
I guess that's it.
All right, so this is a brand new segment. It's the first week we're doing it. Hopefully, we'll be carrying it through the next few weeks. And we like to call it Angela's Music Minute. That's more than a minute.
So this week, the first band that we're featuring is a group called Danny Pease and the Regulators, DPR. They're from South Hadley, Mass., which is Western Massachusetts, which is where I'm from.
You're stomping.
413 represent.
Woo woo.
Some of their influences are Sublime, 311, Bob Marley, The Roots. Really good stuff. I've seen them on the festival circuit for a while now. And
Festy.
Festy, baby. They're some of my Festy friends. They're awesome dudes. So
we've met them.
They're my buddies.
Sweet. I'm interested to find out, just like you listeners are, I'm going to learn some new music with this because I don't know who these guys are, so I'm going to listen.
They're awesome dudes, and they just came out with a new EP, and you can check it out over at dprsound.com, and right now I'm going to play a track from that. It's called Circumstance. Here we go.
Circumstance?
Circumstance by Danny Pease and the Regulators. Check them out.
That was cool. That was cool. I could tell they were influenced by those bands, but not in the ripoff
kind. No, not at all.
A nice even keel.
They're actually playing a show in New York City soon, so being that this is the Upsiders podcast. So
be there or be not there.
Check them out on November 19th at The Bitter End.
Sweet.
Love The Bitter End.
I've never been there.
It's awesome. It's Saturday, November 19th.
Maybe we'll check out DPR.
If anyone wants to come, I'll be there. And anybody listening to this that is in Western Mass, I don't see how that'd be possible unless it was like my friends and my like old roommates. But there is going to be a party bus leaving from Chicopee, Mass.
You're just inviting random listeners. What if there's just one weird dude who's just like,
I'm here for the party bus. I'm from Western Mass.
So there's a party bus. I wonder if it's the mega bus that they're taking.
Mega bus? I'm actually booking a mega bus ticket right now.
That's so weird that I would bring that up while you were doing that. It's like I knew.
How strange. So you just wrote an article on your website, Buntology.com. You just wrote about the Megabus yesterday?
Yep, just published it yesterday. I called it Fear and Loathing on a Megabus.
Don't tell them too much. We just want to tease them so they go to your site. It's all about marketing.
And there's a naked picture of me there.
Go there.
Making out with my twin. So check it out.
Ooh.
Buntology.com.
That's no lie. That's no hey.
Nope, that's
whatever true. That means. But quick little, it's just about your experiences on the Megabus. It was funny. But I'm not going to read you jokes because they should go over there. One thing I want to throw out there, if you guys go to Buntology.com, you know, leave comments, but follow us on Facebook or like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. All of that's Upsiders Podcast. If you have any bands you want us to talk about that are unsigned, that they have permission for us to play their music, if you have any questions for us, it'll always help if we have a few questions we can answer during a podcast. Do you agree?
Yeah. Only if they're very personal.
Very, very personal. Like, what is your biggest body
regret?
I was trying to get really, really personal.
So what time are you taking your bus?
6:50 a.m. What time is it right now, Angela?
2:09 a.m. Are you going to go to bed?
I think so.
No, you're not.
But I can't go to bed before doing something. And that's...
masturbating.
Facebook After Dark.
So Facebook After Dark, for all of our devout listeners, you already know, but it's when Facebook gets really sad. And you know what I found? The later, the better. Especially on a weekend, because people are thinking,
"Why am
I'm
not
home.
Out?
I'm a loser." Meanwhile, I'm perfectly content.
Oh my god, I just found one.
To sit here
I'm stopping you, just for 2 seconds. Hate that I'm sleeping alone right now. Sad face. That totally fits in with what you just said. And that is literally on there, and it was just 2 minutes ago. But anyway, what are you eating?
I'm eating dry roasted edamame and loving it.
Yeah, see, they don't know. If they were home alone, but they were eating dry roasted edamame, they wouldn't be sad updating.
This is good. It's one of those days, if I was taken far away from here, I wouldn't even care. Dot, dot, dot. And then someone wrote, same here, I hate this state so much, take me away now, LOL. And then someone wrote, so why aren't you talking to me? Which kind of goes with what you said, Chris, like last week about people will write.
What about me?
Hey, everybody, no one is my friend. And then the person's friend will write.
What about me?
Maybe some conversations should never be had. And maybe some questions should never be asked. But you'll always be stuck wondering if they didn't happen.
Ooh.
And some girl wrote, I totally feel that.
I feel you, my dude.
Isn't that great?
She's in her room. They're both in their beds, far away from each other. Connecting on a metaphysical level.
I found another one. It's Friday at 1:23 a.m. You know what that means. Time to record the Upsiders podcast. Oh, wait, I wrote that.
Ooh, here's one. I wish I had a guy.
Oh, this is good.
Slanty face. I just want a healthy relationship with someone who gives a damn. But apparently that doesn't exist.
That's because you're from Akron, Ohio.
I don't even know who that is, first off. I have no idea who that is. The only problem is, we're going to do this, and we're semi-making fun of people.
People are
going to
hear
it. And then one day, we're going to do it, because we're going to be super sad, and we're just going to do it, not even thinking. And we're going to get berated with people that are just like, you're doing it now.
No, I don't do that bullshit.
You do.
I got rejected last week, okay?
Yeah,
and I didn't update my Facebook. Cried in a taxi cab and called it a friggin' day.
It was a visual status update. Every time she walked in the house, and I was sitting on the couch, and she was like... Let me tell you.
Whatever.
She kept it real.
Did I not?
You did. You were cool, calm, and collected.
And now it's over with.
Yeah, you did well. You got through it. I just saw this one on my feed, and the reason I took a second to read it is because it's so deep that it's like a tongue twister. Talking life and living lies. Posting fiction in disguise. Alternate realities mixed with dreams. Nothing on Facebook is quite what it seems.
What?
Isn't that amazing?
That's so awesome.
It seems like a poet taking to Facebook right now. And that's his forum. Robert Frost, if he was alive, would be updating his statuses with that. Imagine if he was alive and his status, we went on and we were scrutinizing two roads in a woods divulge.
Bobby Frost.
Yeah, Bobby Frost 172 on Twitter says, fucking roads, which one should I take? I'll take the one no one's on because I hate people.
You can say sorry as much as you want, but it means nothing if you continue to do it. Good night, Moon.
Oh, that Moon was a dick to her. All right, so now, maybe if we stop looking at our Facebook wall, we'll stop seeing this and put to sleep Facebook After Dark.
Good night, Moon.
All right, so...
Chris, I totally forgot. To make things fair, we decided that because I have a music segment, then Chris should get one too. So everybody, this is our other newest segment. It's called Chris's Music Second.
So my favorite band...
Thanks, Chris.
Anytime. All right, so I think that's it for this week. I gotta pack and get ready for this bus that I have to get on in the next 3 hours. And Angela's gonna have...
If you want me to be honest... For the last hour, Chris has been looking for, we were going to do a segment about the new Bone Thugs and Harmony album, and Chris thought it was dedicated to weed, and he spent the last hour legit trying to find it on Google and iTunes and any resource possible. Couldn't find it. I'm eating Thai food. It's 2:40 in the morning,
and
we're just awkwardly ending the podcast.
It's by somebody else. The album exists, so I'm going to, hopefully by next podcast. I just remember it being, I thought it was Bone Thugs because... It's I think, and I might be wrong, it's by a group that used to be reputable, and then they put an album on iTunes, so I was like, oh, let's see if they're still any good.
Who?
Well, obviously, if I knew who, we'd be listening.
Milli Vanilli?
No. Oh, Jesus. I was like, wow, this is all about weed and really, really bad. So I'm going to go get packed, do all that stuff. Angela's going to enjoy her food. What is it? Do you
it's,
remember?
Masaman. Beef Masaman.
I never had Thai food.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's not the greatest. So delivery at 2 a.m. isn't that quality? Reheated in your microwave. Again, I'm going to throw it out there. If you guys have any questions for us to answer on our next podcast or any ideas or unsigned bands that you think we should look up and see if we should talk about or anything, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/upsiderspodcast or on Facebook at facebook.com/upsiderspodcast. Pretty easy. Or just go over there and say hi. Like our page. Do what you need to do. All that good stuff. Interactions why we're doing this, because we just want to interact with you guys.
That's true
for me, Angela. Oh, Angela wants fame. She wants to be crazy famous. So check back this time next week for another fun-filled episode of The Upsiders. I'm Chris Ventura.
And I'm Angela Bunt.
If you look behind the popcorns in the...